welcome to the porch. Pull up a chair, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Now here's your host, Michelle Barras and Brian Swanson.
Welcome to the porch. My name is Michelle Barras, and this is
Brian Swanson.
We are business casual with
pearls of wisdom
from the proverbial porch. Nice. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. Today's topic, dun dun dun. You ready for this?
Yay. Missed
opportunity. We keep missing each other. Okay, sorry. That's where I'm going. Did you know that song?
I do now.
Okay.
I was never a Hall & Oates fan. Sorry.
We are no longer friends. Goodbye.
Well, that's like one of those things that all the girls like because, you know, the curly hair and the pretty eyes. And yeah, I never was into that.
He had good voices. He had a good voice.
They had some good stuff, but I wouldn't put that as their, well, we're not here to talk about them.
One day we'll sit here and just talk about music. But first of all, we want to say thank you so much for our sponsors. A Squared Promotions, which is, you can find them at a2promos.com. So if you want any kind of swag, that's the word I was looking for, any kind of swag, you want to reach out to a2promos.com. Then our next is Ink182.com. They do all the embroidering for the shirts and hats and bags, and check them out. And then last but not least, harmonizedbraincenters.com. If you have any problems with sleep, anxiety, ADD, any of those kind of things that work with your brain, reach out to Harmonized Brain Centers. They have three centers here in Colorado, and then they have one in Tennessee. So check them out. You can find them on harmonizedbraincenters.com. If you are interested in sponsoring the Denim and Pearls page, yes, I'm doing them all.
Wow.
Please go to denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com and say, hey, you, I want to be a sponsor. Send
you
me the
gear. We want a piece of that.
We want a piece of that. I want to be the commercial in the middle. So thank you so much. And if you are watching right now and you're alive, please share this live link and invite your friends to come watch Denim and Pearls because we're cool. Does that work?
Is that all? That's all you could come up with is cool.
Please like and share and subscribe to our YouTube page. And Nicholas says not listening to Denim and Pearls is a missed opportunity.
Is it not listening to them or, I mean, us or Daryl?
Not listening to us is a missed opportunity. That's how I'm interpreting that.
Okay, that sounds good to me. That works.
Keep on.
So one of the things that I want to show is I'm looking at my shirt on screen right now, and it looks like it says no peace. But that's not what it says. It says no bad vibes.
Oh, so like my sign behind me that says your vibe attracts your tribe.
Exactly. So no bad vibes. Because I'm looking at it on the video screen and it says no peace. And I'm like, no, that's not what we mean. So missed opportunities. Have you ever missed anything in your life that you wish you would have done? Tough topic, isn't it? And I'll give you an example. Business or life? Well, we're thinking kind of business, but we're also thinking life too today. But to give you the example I'm thinking of,
please.
Did you ever go through that thing where somebody offered you a opportunity to own McDonald's for like $10,000 when they first started, or your parents did, and they passed it up because they didn't have $10,000 at the time?
And my now parents, what happened to my
$1 million?
Yes, he says, Brian, your shirt looks like a throwback for your hippie days. Throwback? He hasn't left the hippie days.
Oh, thanks. So yeah, I mean, have you ever missed that opportunity where you wish you would have done something that it had already paid off? I mean, sometimes we look at it in stocks. I wish I would have bought Google.
I wish I bought Starbucks.
Or GameStop, or I wish I would have done this. Is there anything out there? That's what we're talking about, missed opportunities. How do and I think we want to get into how do you can recognize them and things of that nature. So,
and how to stop beating yourself up about them.
Oh yeah, that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, so is there anything out there that you missed that you wish you would have done?
I didn't miss it really. I think I took too long to jump on it, but I don't think I missed it.
Right.
That whole History Channel show thing.
Oh.
When I was offered that History Channel hosting job.
You're going to probably have to explain that a little bit for those who don't know.
Okay, well, something was going on in my life where I was, someone was watching my Facebook Lives, and I was invited to, they were watching me to be a host for an upcoming History Channel show. Yes, History Channel. Kind of a big deal. And
kind
of a big deal. But I didn't believe that it was a real request. I didn't believe that it was a real person doing that, because how in the world would the History Channel find me? So it took me a while to even figure out that it was real. And by time I figured out it was real, COVID hit.
Right. That well, didn't you have some, I mean, the other thing too, didn't you have a little bit of contract misunderstanding kind of thing?
Yeah,
stuff that you didn't expect to see in a contract. Yeah.
So it wasn't a missed opportunity. It was actually a pursued opportunity that I think I jumped on off. It wasn't ready for me yet. And that's why I'm thinking it really wasn't a missed opportunity, because I was on it, mm-hmm. but it wasn't right for me at the time.
Right. And I think that's the problem with a lot of missed opportunities, because we look at it from the time that we're there, we're in the moment. I mean, I remember Dad telling me stories when they were going to bring McDonald's into the little small town I'm from, New Haven, Indiana. And it was a $10,000 investment at the time for him to own one. Well, $10,000 these days is like, oh my gosh, why didn't you do it, Dad?
Yeah.
Well, $10,000 in 1970 or whatever it was, that was huge. That was, you know, that's like trying to come up with $100,000 today. So we look at it based on our time today. I even look at cars and stuff the same way. I mean, it used to be that houses, you know, you could buy a house for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and that was a lot of money. Now you buy a house at $500,000 and you're standard in the market.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a big difference. And but you got to think, what's it going to be worth down the road in 10 years or 30 years or 50 years, wherever? Yeah. Timing is everything. Several opportunities.
Yeah. And that's what I was wondering about the missed opportunity. Maybe it wasn't missed. Maybe it was just for your awareness to understand that that was possible for you for when you are ready for it. So there's different ways of approaching missed opportunities. And I like that you just weren't ready for them. And now that you're open for opportunity and change, that's really part of this whole talk today is, did you miss it or were you ready for it? And are you ready for it now?
Right. It's the same thing. And it goes, you know, we talk a lot to direct salespeople and multi-level marketing kind of people. There's always that one part of it where we pick up an opportunity because we think it's there and it's the right thing for us. But then 6 months down the road, we go, maybe this isn't quite what I thought it was, you know, but you also look back on it too, 5 years down the road and go, why didn't I work that? Why didn't I put the time and effort into that? So that was a missed opportunity that you had. And then you just threw it out the window. I mean, I can give examples with what I do. With what I do with for families and stuff, I can bring folks in and we can work on multiple families. Huh?
What do you do?
Oh, well, with the financial stuff, I can not hire, but I can recruit people and I can train them to do what I do with families, with life insurance and investments and stuff. But if it's not ready, if they're not ready for it, it's not for them. But the opportunity is there. It's huge. It's big. I mean, it's opportunity to make all kinds of money. But if you don't want to work it because it's not right for you at the time or right now, then it's not there. But you also, what's that? The feeling of regret?
The feeling of regret is at the end, we only regret the chances that we didn't take.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, or we didn't, or a lot of times what I see now is we didn't take advantage of those opportunities that have come across our plate.
Well, and here's the other thing. From the coaching side of me says, that is why it's so important to understand your why in your life, your why in your business. Why do you do the things you do? Because when opportunities come, if you know your why and it aligns with what you want, what your why is, you won't miss it because you do, you know what? This is focused. This is going to get me there. But if you don't know what your why is and an opportunity comes, you do, I don't know. And then you miss it. And it's because you're not certain of where you are in your world. That's why I'm such a stickler on the why and such a stickler on the SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
It's just an analysis in order to fit your box. Yes. That's all that is.
But really, you need that kind of thing so that you understand when an opportunity comes. Sometimes it isn't missed in a bad thing. It's missed because, one, you weren't ready for it, or two, it's not in alignment with what you really want.
Right. You know, a lot of times we see that opportunity and we feel it's there. Mm-hmm. And we know it's there, but life gets in the way. Life happens.
Yeah. You
know? So we don't take advantage of it. And then we regret it going down the line, you know, and looking back and doing it. There's a lot of things that I wish probably I would have did a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily if it's missed opportunities. Missed opportunities, I think of as something that comes across your table and you just tell it no, you know, but I also am trying to trail into the fact that there's opportunities sometimes we have and we just don't massage them. We don't take advantage of them. I mean, I always hate the term take advantage, because take advantage can be very negative term.
Yes.
You know, you took advantage of that person. Well, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is you didn't take it and utilize it to its fullest extent. But taking advantage is a lot easier to say.
But, you know, the other thing I thought about with this whole missed opportunity things, we talked about it, about another version of missed opportunities. When someone says, I failed, I missed an opportunity. And in my thought process is, you never fail if you learn. My other thought with this is, you never have a missed opportunity if you learned from it and figured out what you wanted from that opportunity and what you didn't want from that opportunity. Michael says, you should know the word luck. It's when opportunity and preparedness come together. Yes.
Then it's not luck, is it?
It's not luck.
It's not luck. It's pre-planned.
Gee, it's not luck.
What are you doing? Are you marketing yourself again?
That's all my
nice.
It's called It's Not Luck. Get over yourself. Be prepared.
Right. I think there is sometimes we do get lucky, but it's also luck is determined by many different things.
Yeah.
But it's all in preparedness. It's like he says. And when it all comes together, but I don't call that luck, really, because luck to me is something that just goes, poof, here you go, Mr. Lucky. But if you go from the other standpoint of what you're attracting within the universe, your magnetism within the universe, positives and negatives and stuff, and then something happens to be positive, now it becomes luck. But is it really luck? Because you've been prepping for it.
You've been prepping for it all your life. You've been bringing it to you by the way you act, move, think, everything. It's never luck. It's what you bring to the table. As Michael says, when you meet your opportunity and you're prepared and it matches up, wow, what a lucky person. Like when people look at me and do, wow, Michelle's she's an international speaker. She's an overnight success. Yeah, that's the longest freaking overnight ever. 10 years freaking later. You know, so it's never luck. It's hard work that people haven't seen. It's preparedness that people haven't seen. So when we talk about missed opportunities, are they truly missed? Or are they just preparing you for the next opportunity?
Right. You know, it's just, we always say, it's not, no, it's just not now.
Not now.
It's just not now. You know, that person, whoever it is, may not be ready for it at this minute. But then sometimes you think to your own personal self when you see something, should I have done that? Okay, well, it's going to cost me a little bit more to get involved now. So is it still worth the same value as when I got the first opportunity to do it?
Oh, is it time for commercial already?
It is. Commercial.
One moment, please. Thank you for watching Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maross, and this is my co-host, Brian Swanson. I am looking privately on the side to find our commercial, and I am stalling while I do so. Here we go. Thank you for waiting for Denim and Pearls commercial. Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the porch is always serious, but full of laughter, and we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch. Welcome back to Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maross, and this is Brian Swanson, and we're business casual with
pearls of wisdom.
from the proverbial porch. We are giggling because I've been so spoiled that Brian takes over the board. And with him in Indiana, he has me taking care of the board right now. I'm supposed to be getting used to this. And I forgot where our commercials were. So nice. He's laughing at me because I'm searching on the side doing, that's not the commercial. That's not the commercial.
That's why we call this business casual, because we're not that formal.
No, we're not formal, because here's the thing. It doesn't matter how successful you are in business. You're human. It's okay to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Just learn from them. I now know where the commercial button is.
This time. So, yeah, back to missed opportunities.
Yes.
Missed opportunities can be huge. They can be really, really big. Like, you know, did you ever have a chance to invest in Walmart, you know, when they first built it in Bentonville, Arkansas? Okay.
We had a chance to invest in Starbucks. And I said, I don't even drink coffee. Worst mistake ever.
Well, I had the opportunity at one time to invest into Google when they first went private or public. And I was like, why would I spend that kind of money? Because I think at the time it was like $114, $15, something like that was their IPO price. Yeah, now look at it. So we make stuff educated on what we know, you know, and we can talk about stock all day long because there's so many companies out there that we wish we would have been in. But there's a whole lot of companies we're probably glad we're not in, because we can go back into 2000 when like MCI died. Those kind of companies, you know, you were great and lucky because the company got really big because you were there from the ground up. Well, when it died, you were unlucky because it
wasn't. all those airlines. I mean, just think of all, there is so much we can go into with that, but
right
back to missed opportunities. How many of you have a missed opportunity? May it be personal, like I'm the love that got away, or, you know, or the
oh, yeah.
that got away, you know, whatever it is, whatever your missed opportunity is, I want you to realize that your missed opportunity is not something to regret. We say we regret, but really what you want to do is look back at it, see the lesson from that, so you can be prepared for the next opportunity. When you have on a personal level, when you say, can you tell I have a fever? Can you all tell I have a fever? I can't tell.
No, don't tell nobody.
Okay. Anyways, on a personal level, when you think of the love that got that walked away kind of thing, you have that regret of, oh, I should have, woulda, coulda, whatever. The thing is with that is you learn from that experience. You learn from not letting that, you let that one go, that the next time when you found that person, your special person, you didn't let them go. So that missed opportunity wasn't a missed opportunity. It was the opportunity for you to realize when you got something good.
Well, yeah, and I would agree. I mean, it can be in relationships. I mean, we all look at relationships, and I'm not questioning my wife by this by any means, but we all have that idea sometimes. What would it have been like if it wasn't my wife, but it was somebody else? Mm-hmm. You know, what if it was like that? What would it be like if? But we can do that all day long. And if we walk around regretting that, that doesn't make for a happy day or a happy life.
Everybody's lawn looks green when you're looking over the fence.
This is true. It is completely 100% true. And there's times that we look back at it and we go, oh, that's why. But there's other times we look at it and just go, I wonder what, you know, I even had this discussion sort of with my, my daughter one time, and she says, well, if you'd have done that, then I wouldn't be here. Oh, yeah, you kind of got a point there.
Exactly. I've had that discussion with my mom. She says, oh, this and this and this. I do. If you did that, I wouldn't be here. So, no, I'm glad you made that mistake.
that decision.
Yeah.
Well, there's all of those.
And I've got my old boyfriends will meet at, you know, high school reunions, and they'll do, aren't you glad you did marry me? And I say, yep.
Well, I mean, we go back on Facebook and we look up and we run across that old boyfriend, that old girlfriend, whatever it happens to be. We look back at this and we go, oh, wow, I found, you know, Miss Mary that I had in high school or whatever. And that is not my girlfriend's, you know, my first girlfriend's name or anything, but I'm just making the name up. But, you know, oh, why about Miss Mary? Why didn't I hook up with her? Why didn't I do this?
My husband's really glad that I didn't marry those guys either. And then Nicholas says, what would happen or not happen if you followed your instincts? Really, that's what we're talking about.
Well, we followed our instincts to this point.
Yeah. What if?
You know, we always follow our instincts because if we've got 20/20 vision, we followed our instincts at the time. You know, following our instincts forward, guess what? Those are going to be something we look back on it, you know, in the future of those instincts that we made today. So sometimes our instincts are good. Sometimes they're not good. Sometimes they're based on information that we maybe incomplete information that we don't have. You know, should I get involved in something?
I've actually gone back to I think it was an old boyfriend. It makes sense for that it was an old boyfriend. And he's like, can you imagine? We would have been married for this long if you said yes and da, 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 da. And I remember telling him, I wouldn't be the person I am today. And he said, why? And I said, because my husband challenges me. He supports me. And he encourages me to move forward. You would have had me barefoot and pregnant and you know what I mean? I explained I would have been comfortable and I would have sat there and I wouldn't have done anything that I've done now. And he went, right. Wow, you really think that? I do. I know that. And it's so, yes, things were supposed to be different or could have been the other way, but I am the person I am today because of the choices I made today. And that's, or yesterday.
Yeah, I made yesterday,
awesome. Yeah, which is awesome. So when you look back with regret, I want you to evaluate, not fantasize. Because fantasy, you'll go, oh, I'd be doing this, and I'd be doing that, I'd be on the Riviera. No, that's BS. I want you to be logical about it and be really honest about it. What would you be? Who would you be? What would you have done when other things happened in your life? So you are who you are by the decisions that happened at the time when you made them. It's just so beautiful. I love dominoes. This is a giant dominoes.
I'm thinking of Riviera and stuff, and you come up with dominoes?
I'm thinking stacking of life events.
Those kind of dominoes, not yes, pizza.
No. I don't eat pizza. So that's the thing is, think back when you look at your regrets or the missed opportunities, and I want you to fantasize about that, okay? Logically fantasize. Go back and see the trail of what would have happened if you went that way. But I don't want you to do it with a rosy glasses, with real life thoughts.
Right.
And see where that have went. Because I know, like with this TV show that I wanted so badly and with the contracts, it just didn't work out. If I went down that path, I would have never met Brian.
Well, then, you know, your life was ruined in that case.
My life would have been over. No, but the thing is, I knew I would have left my husband more often. I would be gone 300 days of the year. You know, it would have broken up my marriage. There's a lot of things that would have happened. I would have gotten what I wanted, but at what price?
Well, that's where your SWOT comes in. That's where ROI comes in.
Please, yeah,
I said it. You heard me say it.
He's growing up.
Oh, yeah. There you go. But I also look at the word that really kind of trips me there is you're using the word fantasize. And I think when you use the word fantasize, the word that comes to mind is, you know, those nice little things like look at the ink block. What do you hear? What do you see on an ink blot? So when you say the word fantasize, my first word that comes to my mind is romance, romantic.
Yeah. And that's why I said not with rose colored glasses, because fantasize came out of my head. Remember?
Yeah. But fantasizing is very.
I've got a fever.
Yeah.
Give me
but
a
fantasizing
break.
Is very romantic because yeah, it's not necessarily that would be
that.
True.
You that's
it would
I
be
said.
Something. Don't, oh, this would have been 100% better. And this would look so like
what
you
did
said,
I say?
Colored.
I said, do not use rose colored glasses. When I said fantasize, I said, stop. Don't use rose colored glasses. Look at it for real. Because if you do fantasize, you missed an opportunity. You're going to be miserable because that would have been the best way. Because, you know, right now I'd be riding on a white horse with a knight on a beach with a margarita in one hand and sushi in the other. You know, no, I'm saying be real when you look back at that regret or that missed opportunity.
Well, I also say, yeah, but it's so much more fun to look back and romanticize about it.
You can go ahead, do that too, but do both. Okay. Real. And fantasize, real fantasize. And then
and we won't take it down the other definition of fantasize at this point, but
no, unless you're putting Jason Momoa somewhere in that picture. No,
That goes back to our older topics, but yeah, it's the same. And so opportunities can be anything. It can be either the person we thought we should have been with or could have been with and what those opportunities might have been. We can think about that, but we can also,
Or the job we thought we should have taken and we didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the travel we should have went to get the other job and we didn't want to leave our state because we didn't want to leave our boyfriend at the time or our girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they make movies about that every day.
Mm-hmm. So, missed opportunities. What missed opportunities do you have in your life? And are you regretting them or have you learned from them? You got to think. Michelle here is thinking missed opportunity is the same thing as failure. When we looked at opportunities that are missed, we think of them as failures in our lives. You don't.
We might prejudge them that way, but I don't think they are failures.
No, I'm saying that's the equation. I missed that opportunity. Oh my God. I failed. Oh my God. No, you didn't. You didn't
some
fail.
Some people do, but I don't. And I look at it. I just look at it as awkward.
You're weird.
No.
What I'm saying about that is when you look back at a missed opportunity, don't see it as a failure. Because just like Brian and I have spoke about before, failure is not a failure unless you didn't learn from it. If you've learned from it, it's not a failure. It's a lesson.
It's
only so a missed opportunity is the same thing. It's a lesson. It is not a failure. It is not a loss. It is something you can learn from.
Right. And you move forward. I mean, now I will, I think after our commercial here in a minute, but I will bring up another one afterwards that I'm kind of experiencing today because of where I'm at and what I'm doing. But before we do that, because I want to do that after the commercial. Okay. So yeah, I've seen people, I met one guy that missed out on three major opportunities. I mean, Microsoft, he missed out on Microsoft. He missed out on Apple and he missed out on McDonald's. You ought to hear his story because he lived through it all. And he's like, I don't know why I did this. I don't know why I did this, but I've got the opportunity here in my, right here in front of me. And all I have to do is grab a hold of it and not let it go. Like I let the other three opportunities go. So once you realize
or not.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah. He made his money within a business that he was in at the time that he looks back at it and he goes, I missed him. So this time I am not missing this. It won't come along again. You know, they always say we miss out on three opportunities in your life. Which one did you miss? So now you have to figure out which one did I miss and which one am I going to take advantage of now?
And which one am I not supposed to take?
Right. Right. You know, and we all have to do that. And it's all, and it's always based on what we know at the time of the choice, making the choice. Is it good for me? Is it good for my family? Is it good for my wallet? Is it good for my own mental being? You know, we have to make those decisions and those choices.
Well, and is it a long-term gain or a short-term gain? You know,
yeah,
you've got to think all of that.
Right. And it's the same way with your business too, because we can always talk about that. What's your end game when you start a business? When are you going to end it?
Okay, Mr. Man, we are going to commercial. And if you are watching right now and you're thinking, you know what? I really would like my logo down there with that A squared and Inc. 182 and Harmonized Brain Centers. How in the world do I do that? Just know that you can go and write dun, 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 Denim and Pearls Podcast at gmail.com and say, hey, send me that contract or whatever the agreement. I want to know what the terms are because I want to know what the heck's going on there. If you want to do that, this spot would be yours if you'd like it. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the Porch is always serious, but full of laughter. And we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch. Hello and welcome back to Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maross and this is
Brian Swanson.
Brian Swanson. We are business casual. Business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch. I really wish he was here so I could poke him, but he's not in Indiana. Anyways, That was our mid-roll spot. So if you are interested in being an advertiser or sponsor for Denim and Pearls, please contact us at denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com, and that center roll could be yours. Back to
Nicholas is promoting us again.
Nicholas is gone crazy over here. He says, missed opportunity to sponsor with Denim and Pearls. Yes, don't miss that opportunity. And what else did I want to say? Oh, that's it. Our topic today is missed opportunities. And we've been talking about missed opportunities with business, with life, with relationships. And we were curious about yours. What missed opportunities have you had? And are you willing to share them? And did you learn from them, or do you still regret them?
Okay, I have two things that I want to cover. One, do you know the Little Red Wagon story?
I do, but maybe not everyone does.
I like the Little Red Wagon story because the Little Red Wagon story, what it tells us is there's some people that just know where they're going, and they just know that they're going to the top, and they know they're going to do this, and they know they're going to do that, and we believe them, and they're pulling a little red wagon, a little red flyer behind them, you know? And they're saying, everybody who wants to go with me, hop in. Jump in my little red wagon. If you want to go to the top with me, jump in. So as is missed opportunities, sometimes that little red wagon just drives right on by. And we say no. So how many little red wagons have you missed? How many little red wagons should you have gotten in? Or did you get in your little red wagon and everything's just peachy keen? Does that make sense? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, I'm wondering if you can say little red wagon 15 times very fast.
Little red wagon.
You can't. little red wagon. Anyways.
Yes.
But so yeah, that's. Are you missing your little red wagon? Have you jumped on or are you running behind it?
It's where I find myself sometimes.
Okay, then my idea is if you believe that you are running behind the little red wagon, create your own wagon and start pulling your own and invite other people to jump on.
Exactly. And you can create that. I mean, I was telling you before, I've been accused of, you know, creating my own stage. Well, if you don't create it, who's going to give it to you? You know, so why not? Why not create your own stage? Why not put yourself up there? Why not do that? There's nothing wrong with it. There's some people who don't like it and they're going to criticize you, but what's that?
Then they don't have to be there.
Right. But it goes back to the crabs in a bucket concept. If you want to create your own stage, create your own doggone stage and let those little crabs try to pull you down so you can get out of the bucket and do what you want to do. And we can use the red ocean and blue ocean. We can use all kinds of, what are they called? Metaphors, analogies. That's probably a better term. We can use that all day long. You know, but I want to get back to one of the things that's a little bit more of a serious topic that you and I have been talking about. Huh?
You're in it.
Yes, I'm living it.
Please share.
So most of you that have been listening to us or following us realize that I'm back in Indiana and I'm taking care of my mom and stuff like that, in hospice, whatever. And I look back sometimes and little things keep popping up here and there. Little things about my childhood. Little things about what mom might have said back when, little things what she's saying now. And I sit there and I look at these things, and because it's her and me here, she spends a lot of time sleeping at this point. I've cut a lot of time for self-reflection. It's scary. I used to think it was bad when I had 13 hours in a car on a long trip to talk to myself, but we're talking days here, you know. So looking at some of those opportunities that may have come along, or hearing about my childhood and not remembering things the way that I thought I remembered them, that makes a big difference in life, especially when you're in this situation now. I mean, mom's at the end of her life kind of thing. I don't want to say that too loud, but, you know, when we're in that situation, I sit back and I think, what did I miss? What could I have done different? Now, I'm also a positive enough person that I say I wouldn't have changed anything, because like you said earlier, just because, you know, I would have hooked up with an old boyfriend, doesn't, you know, my life would be different than it is today.
Boyfriend?
Huh? No, you. I'm using your story at that point.
I'm like, boyfriend, you telling us something? Okay.
No, I have no old boyfriends, I'll tell you. But if I, you know, if things would have been different then, but I also look back now at my own self and go, No, I've learned from what I've had. I've learned from my experiences, and I've learned from some of those missed opportunities. I'm just keeping my eyes out now for what's next. Yeah, don't dwell on the what ifs. I seen that pop up there. Don't dwell on the what ifs. But sometimes the what ifs are worth looking back at in order to learn what to do going forward.
Yes, you must.
You just can't. I think that word there, dwell, is the big key word. You can't do it. But when you've got time for reflecting on your own self for as many hours as I have, you try to fill some of that space with Pokemon. Or something, right? Exactly.
I was laughing about the Pokemon because that's really what started this whole topic about missed opportunity. I'm talking to Brian one day and I said, what are you doing? He has Pokemon. And I said, you got to catch them all. And he said, yup. And then he has, can't miss the opportunity. And so what got that whole subject of missed opportunities are, sometimes you don't have to catch them all.
You don't. You really don't. However, what's really interesting, though, when you look at it from the perspective we've been talking about, mm-hmm. you know, did you miss it? Did you not miss it? What could have been? There's times when you're playing Pokemon and you go through and you throw your ball to catch the Pokemon. And then that Pokemon goes poof and runs off. And you go, wait a minute. Would that have been 100%er for full strength?
Never know.
Or was it a little one? You know, you don't know. So you can't take advantage of every opportunity out there. Some of them you have to pass up, because we'd all be broke if we just took advantage of opportunities.
Exactly. And then, like with you talking about what you're going through right now with your mother, to look back at your life and look at the missed opportunities, recognize that there's an opportunity in front of you right now.
There is. You know, is this somebody telling me, and you know, a higher power telling me that I need to, this is your strength? This is going to learn you something. Yeah, I said learn you something. Is this going to teach you something? Is this something that I need to learn from in order to grow? You got to look at those kind of perspectives.
You really do. Look at what the growth of possibility is and recognize the things that you're not liking and make sure you're not repeating them.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always have that. I'm not going to be like my mom and dad was to me.
Yeah, but you have to. But we have to be intentional about that. So, like the things that you're learning about being prepared for the end, are you prepared for the end? We should all be. I mean, if you really want to get into how deep this your time period of being with your mom right now, it's deep. There's so much you're going through that you're learning that we all need to be learning, but we don't think about it till it gets closer to our time. Right. You have an opportunity right now to learn.
Well, Nicholas, bring up that last one Nicholas just posted. That one. Yeah.
Yes.
The opportunity with her before she passes. I'm glad you have that opportunity. This is all good too, but this is what I was really thinking when I was wanting to talk about this part of it is this my opportunity to say that one last thing that I should have always said all of my life? And I think a lot of people go through that.
I love you no matter what.
That can be one thing, or can it be the other thing? This is the last moment to tell her off. I think everybody's got their own situations when we talk about this, but is that time frame that I've got right now, is that an opportunity to either make up for something or create something new or just to learn? I mean, just pass it on as an experience and move on. Or is this a time to say, Mom, I love you and I miss you and I'm glad you raised me the way you did, no matter what the circumstances?
Because I am who I am. Well, and the reason I say that is because she's losing her facilities.
Yeah. And that's all part of the disease.
To argue with her now, water up the bridge. She's not.
Yeah, but I still want to take care of that opportunity.
Okay. Selfish reasons. Okay.
Exactly. So, and in fact, I was even doing a little bit of a blog, if you will, this morning, putting some of this stuff in there. And I'm going through all of these questions that are very similar to what we're talking about here. Is this the time to say something? Is this not the time to say something? Should I say something? Do I want her to go out thinking I'm an ass? Do I want her going out thinking she's an ass? Do I want, you know, and sorry for the language, but those are the thoughts that are running through my head, you know. But where do you take advantage of that opportunity? Or is it even an opportunity to take an advantage of? These are all questions. And I think I can only answer them myself, I think, for me. And I don't need to necessarily give my answers out.
No.
But I also think it's a place for other people who can, who's got the same situation I'm in, to think about what their decision's going to be.
Well, and that's
is it their opportunity?
We all should be thinking this before we get to the point you're in right now. We should all be thinking about this all the time. What? How do we want to leave? How do we want to leave other people? How do we want other people to think about us when we're going? I mean, those are questions I ask my coaching clients to fill out. I say, write your eulogy out from points of view from four or five different people that matter most to you in the world. It's because when you get that perspective, you realize, do I want to change my ways now? Or do I want to leave this earth with people thinking, man, what a jerk? Or wow, what an awesome person. I mean, you've got to think these thoughts. And so I think this is actually a really big blessing that you're there, because you get to have those thoughts in real time.
Right. Oh, that was wrong, Nicholas. That was wrong.
I couldn't swerve in my car accident, just FYI.
So for the audio version of this, Nicholas says the car accident that Michelle went through, missed the opportunity to swerve. Probably not appropriate.
Well, I don't think he really meant just my car accident. But
I don't think he did either.
But my thing is in my car accident, although it almost killed me, best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, because you've learned so much from it too. It's what's actually put you where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some bad things can be for good.
Yeah.
You know, we all got to go through that.
That missed opportunity was I lost the next job because I couldn't remember who they were, but it switched me into a whole different gear. Hey, it's good.
Yeah.
I worked out. So yeah, he says in general, he says not Michelle's car accident, just in general.
Right. Right. So I do have to go back to one other statement that, you know, that you were talking about. What do you want your tombstone to say is a question mark. What do you want it to say? What do you want it to say about you? You know, do you want it to go, here lies a jerk, or here was somebody that was awesome? One of the things that I always thought of, you know, and I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to it, but I've always wanted that thing of, I want a celebrity car to go past my house, you know, where they do celebrity tours of the houses, and go, Brian used to live there. I don't care what it's for. I just want people to know that, yeah, that's where Brian lived. Because I know if they say that's where Brian lived, they at least know who Brian was.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't care what you know, it can be anything that I've done for the community. It can be anything that I've done for the family. It can be anything, but I want to, you know, a sign in my front yard, Brian Swanson used to live here. Home and birthplace. Well, not birthplace, but home of Brian Swanson. I want one of those two-decker buses. The double decker bus where the people are sitting there with their cameras on their thing. Missed opportunities, baby.
Create it. You're creating it. You're not missing it.
Exactly. That's okay. So I went off the deep end. Sorry.
No, not at all.
Oh, so anything else we need to finish up?
Well, our final thoughts for missed opportunities. Well, my final thought on missed opportunity is a missed opportunity isn't missed if you learn from it so that you're prepared for the next opportunity that comes by. If you're ready for it, then great. If you're not, great. But be prepared if you really want it.
I say jump in that little red wagon, whether it's yours or somebody else's.
Jump. Jump, jump. Everybody say jump, jump. Hip hop set, jump.
All right. So play our new end goal and we'll call this a day. And for those that might have missed it, my shirt says, no bad vibes, baby.
Am I supposed to show my shirt too?
Well, that would be different.
Just says, fizz the
season. Oh, yeah, you do. I forgot what you said. Yeah.
It says, fizz the season.
Fizz the season.
Fizz the season to be happy. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for watching Denim and Pearls. If you're watching on a replay, please also share this podcast, video, whatever. Go to Anchor or wherever you like to watch your podcast and listen there, too, because those numbers count also. Please like, share, subscribe onto our YouTube page. Go to our Facebook page. That's probably where you are right now anyways. And go to our YouTube page and click like and follow, because we really need those numbers up. We're still like 20 people away. If you have four accounts, please like us on four accounts. I'm getting desperate.
And I'll say too, I'll add in here before you hit that that outro button. Don't forget to look at our A Squared promos and Ink 182 and Harmonized Brain Centers. Click on their stuff for all the nice little things that you might need.
Well, thank you so much for watching Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maross and
Brian Swanson.
We are Business Casual with
Pearls of Wisdom.
From the proverbial porch until Brian comes back from Indiana. If you would like to be a sponsor on the Denim and Pearls page, please write to, please write to denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com and say, hey, I'd like to know what the agreement looks like. Let me in. It would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Weigh in on that opportunity.
Yeah, weigh in on that opportunity. Thank you so much for joining us live. And please hit replay and share it with your friends. Until next time, Friday, noon Mountain Standard Time. Peace.